I'm Alyssa Lane, and welcome to the Lifecraft Podcast. Lifecraft is passionate about helping you live your everyday life better by sharing inspiration, awareness, and tools to enable you to create a fulfilling life. On this episode of the Lifecraft Podcast, we will be reviewing the number one question that I asked all of our guests in the year that was past. And that question is, what is one thing that our listeners can do to live their everyday lives better? This is such a powerful question because it not only gives you more awareness, new insights, but it also allows you the opportunity to take immediate, massive action in crafting a life that you love to live. Remember to let us know which of our guests inspired you the most to take some positive action in your everyday life and leave a positive review or tag at The Lifecraft on all social media platforms and share your biggest takeaway of this episode. Lisa Raleigh, wellness expert, rebound instructor, and businesswoman.
Get up earlier. That's all I can say to you. Yeah, get up earlier. Because, and with getting up earlier, remember, comes self-discipline. It means turning Netflix off at 10, not 12. It means a little bit of self-control on the back end. Because if you're going to get up earlier and you still need your sleep, you need to go to bed earlier. But getting up earlier sets the tone for the whole day. There's time to do the mindfulness. There's time to prep your lunch. There's time to do a little bit of an exercise session. There's time to write out your priorities or get on top of your admin. There's time. You have time to take control again. And the only way that you can make time for all these good habits, these healthy habits, these lifelong habits, is to have the time to do it. And the only way you're going to create time, will make it, is to create it. And that means getting up earlier. It's not even a joke. Getting up earlier is the only way you're going to achieve all that you want to in 24 hours.
Marna Kutsia, health shop owner.
I have 5 minutes, even if it's 5-10 minutes to half an hour in the morning and every evening. Sometimes I'm so tired, I sit and I fall asleep, but I will sit, I will finish off the day, and gratitude. Just if you could get gratitude in your life, if you could wake up in the morning and say, thank you, I can see. Thank you. I always say thank you for this bed. Thank you for my body. Thank you for life. Thank you for breath. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It changes everything.
Troy Malin, functional health and mindset coach.
It would be to start being curious about yourself. You know, start looking at how you're reacting. Look at where you're pointing the fingers. I know for me personally, when I was in that stage, you know, I was, you know, blaming other people, like exes. I was blaming, you know, things at work for stirring me up. I was always pointing my fingers. Oh, it's too hard to eat healthy. It's too hard to do this. You know, start being curious about who you are and what you enjoy, and really start to pay attention to the way that you interact with others and the world. You know, health is always a very, very good starting point in like a health and wellness, like trying to improve your overall health and wellness. Typically, because when you start with health, you start seeing results a lot quicker. And then when you feel good, when you eat good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you just naturally begin to radiate the energy outwards. And then if you radiate that energy outwards, it comes back in and you get into this like, oh man, like I've noticed that I'm starting to eat good. I'm starting to have all this more energy. I'm starting to see the world a lot better.
Janie Bay, singer, songwriter, and musician.
Have an ultimate understanding and empathy towards other people, whether you really know them or not. You don't always know their circumstances, and you don't always know what they've been through. It's a tough thing sometimes, and we feel like you want to judge people and you don't understand. It's like, I don't understand why they're acting this way. I don't understand why they're making these decisions. But if you have been through a lot in your life, you can be of a lot of help to somebody else if you can be understanding.
Quinn Brown, actress, poet, birth worker, and facilitator.
Here's the thing. Love is the only thing that this is about. if you start understanding how chemically love is activated in our bodies through the hormone oxytocin, which has been nicknamed the love hormone. If there's not oxytocin when people are making love or making babies, the point of conception doesn't happen. Without oxytocin, the expelling hormone doesn't come and that baby doesn't get birthed. You know, it's like why I keep hammering on about following what feels good so that you can activate the love, because then you are more kind to yourself and others. And it's just this, you find more freedom in your self-expression and moving through this world. And it activates our ability to respond more graciously. And now we're acting responsibly. So love wins.
Adele Barnard, financial planner and educator.
Identify your relationship with money. I always say money is my bestie. It's like any other relationship. If you don't take care of it, it's not going to give you anything back. I think that would be my ultimate message. Identify your relationship with money. Treat it, care for it, nurture it. Because what you put in, you're going to get out at the end of the day.
Jamie Domburg, South African TV presenter and fit mom.
Just be yourself. I think be yourself unapologetically. When you're not apologizing to anybody else for who you are, you get to be yourself. And so when you do that, you get to live your life and your quality of your life so much more better. And again, you can't give them an empty cup if I have to round it off again. Just make better decisions for yourself. Always put yourself first. And sometimes self-care has to be, or self-love has to be selfish.
Albert van Wyk, entrepreneur, property investor, and best-selling author.
So I would say get a carrot and get a stick.
Mm.
That's the one thing that you can do today to live your life better. Because a lot of us, we know what to do. Mm. We know what we should do. We just don't have the motivation to get up off the couch, to switch off the series, to work a little bit later and get up a little bit earlier. So I think the problem there is the motivation aspect. And so I would say the one thing that you can do that will serve you for the rest of your life is just to get a carrot and a stick. And what I mean by that is when you have a donkey and you want the donkey to go forward, you either dangle a carrot in front of him so he walks forward towards the carrot, or if he doesn't want to walk, you take out a stick,
sure, yeah,
right, to make sure he walks in the right direction. That's how they've done it for ages. And you can do the same in your life. So just to give you a practical example, my carrot is my purpose, my dream, traveling the world, speaking on big stages, empowering people with financial education. That's part of my carrot. And I have posters of that everywhere, on my phone, on my laptop, against my wall. So every day I wake up, I see what I want to become.
Mm.
I have that goal, that dream right in front of me, dangled right here. And that motivates me to get up off the couch and do something.
Mm.
And then my stick is where I grew up. I don't want to go back to poverty. I don't want to go back to a day job. I don't want to go back to a position where I'm limited by finances. I don't want to be in a position where I can't do what I want to do just because of money. Like, I don't want to be in a position where I have to say no to things just because of money. And that's my stick. So that motivates me every day to get up and do what I need to do. And if you have a carrot and a stick and you put posters and stuff everywhere to remind yourself of that, then you'll have a better life. You'll see that in every aspect of your life, your business, your relationships, everything, you'll do better and you'll do more. The one important thing that I do have to mention is that the carrot and the stick should be very emotional, right? It can't just be a beach house and a nice car that you don't really.
Yeah,
it needs to be something emotional. So I told you a story about my dad and how I missed him when he worked so hard, right? that's an emotional thing for me. It was very emotional for me as a child. And I tap into that feeling with my stick. Mm. And then I remember how that felt. Mm. And think about a time where you really were affected by poverty or something like that, and grab that moment and use that as your carrot.
Yvette Allo, life coach, author, and speaker.
Just be kind to yourself. When you mess up, understand that you're human and it's okay. When you don't get things right, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself the way that you kind of treat other people. And I'm hoping that you're kind to other people. And if other people, if you haven't been kind to other people, that's probably because you haven't been kind to yourself. So start being kind to yourself and really just take every day as it comes. Life is, it's really a journey, and purpose is a journey. It's not a destination. It's something that will unfold as you go. And plus that there is this divine force, creative energy that is protecting you, is guiding you. And you're right now where you are, you're exactly where you need to be. And you're good enough as you are. And where you are is also good enough. And when you trust that moment and invest in the moment and not worry so much about the future.
Juliet Ferry, businesswoman.
I am a firm believer that every single thing, you have a choice. That is our biggest human freedom. And Viktor Frankl said it in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, wonderful book. And it resonates so much with me. The thing about choice, you always have a choice. Always. The only thing you don't have a choice is when you die. That's the only thing you don't have a choice on. If you are in an abusive relationship, you have a choice to change it, to leave the person. And I'm talking physical, emotional. If you are unhappy about something, you have a choice. If you are negative, you have a choice. If you are seeing someone in a way that irritates you and they always, you know, they walk through the door and you're somewhat irritated, you have a choice how you feel about that. You have a choice about how you react in social media. Choice is the biggest freedom for yourself.
Bold Mama L, visionary and spiritual teacher.
Oh, that's easy. Be honest. That one is going to be a game changer. So it might be a little tricky to, you know, to find out, because lying is so insidious and it's so, they have convinced everyone that if you muddy your no with a little bit of yes or vice versa, if you start to really, really honor yeses and no's, if it's not, now this is kind of extreme, but it's not extreme for someone like Melissa, because you've done enough work on yourself that you can start to do this. And so if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. And that's not my quote. That's kind of all over around. People have been saying that, but I'm talking about to truly live like that, to say, to honor your yeses. That goes back to being a 2-year-old. Okay. So 2-year-olds don't care if they're over, you know, mother's best friend's house and she's made a nice little pot of porridge and they give it to the 2-year-old. If he tastes it and he doesn't like it, he's going to spit it out. That's honest. To be honest as a 2-year-old. To keep it real as a 2-year-old. Now you're going to have to do some inventory of your life, perhaps. And then what you do is you're aware. So if Melissa goes on a date or she goes to a party and she's like, they say, hey, you want to have some more or whatever? And you can tell they didn't really make it with love, but you don't want to be rude, so you have it anyway. Okay, cool. While you're doing it, you're just saying to yourself inside, okay, Melissa, you've made a choice, okay, to not be in integrity with your yes. And then you eat it. Okay, so now at least you're in a space of honesty. You might not have been able to be honest with that person about not really wanting it, but as you're eating it, you're honest with yourself. It's going to build, it's going to help you become more in integrity and more confident in who you are, because you can build up the relationship. You're going to be able to trust yourself more. Be honest. Move to honesty. It's going to be a game changer.
Ursula Boeta, South African actress, presenter, and performer.
Gratitude. That's definitely gratitude for everything. Yeah, if you've got a Wi-Fi to be listening to this podcast right now, and you've got the technology, and you've got more than most people.
Gary Tirola, high performance coach.
Create a morning routine and go ahead and copy my morning routine, because I've structured it from most successful people in this world. And my morning routine goes like this. I wake up when the alarm goes. I try and wake up before 6 a.m., get 8 hours sleep, wake up before 6 a.m., so go to bed earlier if you need to, make your bed, then brush your teeth, drink a liter of water, hydrate your body. 8 out of 9 people are chronically dehydrated. Hydrate your body, then you can do it in any steps. Then meditate, focus on your breathing, breathe out all the carbon dioxide for that you are sleeping in, and breathe the life into you. Because a lot of times you're not hungry, you just need air and you need hydration. And then journal, I create a success list. Instead of a to-do list, I create a success list, and I only put down 3 things for work or service and 3 things for personal. So work can be 3 calls in the day, or do this project, this call, etc. And personal can be playing a game of Uno, walking in the sun at midday, or whatever, playing with your kids. 3 things. If you finish those 3 things early, then go on to the other things. But don't create anxiety in your life. 3 things on your success list. Then journal your feelings, your thoughts for the day. Try and surround it around gratitude. Give gratitude for the things in your life. It can be 2 lines, 3 lines, 4 lines. That's 1 book. Then you go and move. So you need to do some intense moving. So to wake your body up. So to feed your muscles with oxygen, to feed everything. So what I normally do is on the spot, actually while between drinking the glasses of water, I do push-ups. I do push-ups, I get moving. And then after that, I do a long walk. I get back after my walk. I have a cold shower to replenish my cells and get myself going. And then I sit down to a mindful plant-based meal. Sometimes it's fruits, whatever it is that's seasonal. Depends on my hunger. I listen to myself once again. I sit down, and then after that, it's 8:30, and I'm able to sit down and start my day. For me, starting my day is reading, and then I go into my first meeting like this, or I go into whatever I need to do. So when you create a morning routine, you can choose 1 or 2 of the things. If you can do all of them, great. It works for me. It will work for you. The way you go to bed is the way you wake up, right? The way you start your day is the way your whole day unfolds.
Lauren Daniel, RTT therapist and mental wellness coach.
If you want to start to change your life, 1, start to become aware of the thoughts going on in your mind. Okay? We cannot control anything outside of ourselves. That is out of our control. But what we can control is what's going on within us. And as I said, start off with your thoughts, and you can shift your entire life accordingly. The way you respond to other people, the way your life pans out as a result of becoming simply aware of your thoughts and then shifting those thoughts from a negative into 3 positives every time a negative comes up. And I promise you that is the catalyst for starting to shift your life.
Zola Tekisil, businesswoman.
Being intentional about their lives.
Being intentional.
So I think when you are intentional about your life, you don't feel like, you know, circumstances or things are happening to you or the world is against you. But when you're being intentional about your life, you are crafting your life. You are crafting, and you are building how you want your life to be. Know what you want out of your life and start working towards that. And it's the daily habits and the daily things that you do. It's not always the big things that we feel, oh, one day this will happen to me. That one day starts today, you know? So be intentional about your day-to-day life, and that will lead you to the life that you actually want.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode and taking the time to invest in yourself and in your future. If you loved this episode, be sure to share it with us by leaving a positive review or tagging us in a post or in your stories. Share one thing that stood out or inspired you to live your everyday life better. This helps us create more meaningful episodes for you to enjoy. If you're not already following us on social media, be sure to follow at The Life Craft for more inspiration and tools to help you live your most powerful life. And remember, you always have the power to craft a better life for yourself, and we are here to help you do just that. We'll connect again in the next episode, and until then, keep creating a life that you're excited to wake up to.
We enjoy bringing you interviews from experts and everyday people so that they can talk about their experiences and share information, tips, and what has worked for them on their journey towards a better life. However, remember that the opinions or advice of our guests and myself, the host, should not be taken as personal, actionable advice and is given as general information and education only. Please always remember to consult a qualified professional before implementing any medical, financial, legal, or other advice that you believe might work for you. Lifecraft is not responsible nor liable for your decision when implementing anything you hear on the podcast. Please listen and act responsibly. The opinions of our guests do not represent the opinions or views of Lifecraft or Melissa Lane personally, and are meant as information and general education only.